Well, of course, you know, people have a right to support you and not support you, and there are people that do and people that don't. I think that conservatives, social or otherwise, should look at my whole record. And my whole record is a record in which, as the mayor of New York City, I was fiscally conservative. I reduced taxes. I reduced spending. I took a deficit and helped turn it into a surplus. And I applied, you know, supply-side conservative economic principles in order to do that. I believe I'm the most fiscally conservative candidate in this race. And as to social issues, there are some differences, but I would appoint judges who were strict constructionists. And the areas of difference are probably not as great as some of the people who oppose you, you know, exaggerate. You know, I can go over each one of them, but on abortion, I'm opposed to it. I don't like it. I wish it didn't have to happen, and I would advise an adoption rather than an abortion. But ultimately, I think that a person should have the individual right to make that decision and shouldn't be put in jail for it. And on guns, I support the Second Amendment. I believe people have a personal right under the Second Amendment to bear arms, and that any restriction has to be reasonable, like the court in the District of Columbia decided a couple weeks ago in upholding the right to bear arms, and that largely those restrictions, which only restrictions that can be reasonable and constitutional, should be done by states on a state-by-state basis. I support marriage between a man and a woman. I think that's the only way in which marriage should take place. I don't think that should be changed in any respect at all. Marriage should be defined as marriage between a man and a woman, and it should remain clear that it remains that way, and it should be defended that way. However, I am in favor of protecting the rights of people and not have them harmed because of differences of sexual orientation. So I come out in favor of something like a domestic partnership as a way of protecting people and respecting them, but not in any way changing the definition of marriage.
President Bush today said the bill that passed that would set a date certain for withdrawal is, quote, irresponsible. Do you agree with that assessment of the bill, that it is irresponsible?
Without any question. I think it is, to me, very disturbing that the Congress of the United States, by a very slim vote, but still by a vote of a majority or plurality, majority, I guess, right, came to the conclusion that we should announce our retreat to our enemies and give them a schedule of retreat. And in the long history of war, I'm trying to think of when an army or a nation ever did that, which is to announce its retreat and basically type out for the enemy and hand to them a schedule of just how the retreating army is going to leave the field. It would seem to me that this could only happen in Washington, that if there was a better appreciation of what's involved in this war of the terrorists against us, they would not have come to that conclusion. The president has to make his decision about it. I agree with him that it's irresponsible. I realize that if he vetoes it, he's going to have to get funding. He can, and he does have discretion to deal with it for a short period. But there's going to have to be some kind of agreement on funding. And I think that the Congress has, this is not partisan at all. I just think that they did something really wrong.